Hello, word enthusiasts. Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we unravel the threads of the English language to help you knit clearer, more correct sentences. I'm Abby, your linguistic guide on this adventure in grammar.
And I'm Jack, your co-conspirator in the quest for correct usage. Are you ever bogged down by words that sound right but might actually be grammatical faux pas? Stick around as we dissect one such tricky pair, irregardless and regardless.
On today's Grammar Lab, we're diving into a word that has caused quite the stir in the world of English grammar, irregardless. Now, many of us have heard it in conversation, or might have even used it ourselves. But the burning question is irregardless a legitimate word, or is it an error that should be avoided?
To get to the bottom of this question, let's first consider regardless. Regardless means without regard or without consideration. For example, you might say, regardless of the weather, the picnic will go on.
Contrastingly, irregardless is often used to mean the same thing as regardless. But there's a catch. Linguist purists will argue that irregardless is non-standard because of its redundant prefix -ir, which typically serves to negate a word. So when you negate regardless, it's as if you're saying without regard, which makes little sense.
Since you mentioned redundancy, here's a quick quiz. I'll say a sentence with the word blank, and you'll tell us the correct word to use. Blank of your opinion, we will proceed with the plan.
That's easy, Jack. Regardless of your opinion, we will proceed with the plan.
Correct. Irregardless would be redundant and incorrect in standard English in that example.
Now for a bit of history. Did you know that irregardless has been pointed out as an error in usage guides since the early 20th century? Despite this, the term has been around for more than a century, believed to have emerged in the dialectical American speech in the early 1900s.
The plot thickens with the fact that irregardless has been found in print as well. It seems that this word has been the subject of debates among lexicographers, editors, and language teachers for as long as it's been in use.
Despite its non-standard status, irregardless has been included in some dictionaries as used. But that doesn't mean it's correct. Dictionaries often document language as it's used, including common errors.
And that brings us to the evolution of usage over time. While irregardless is commonly cited as an incorrect word, its persistence in spoken English indicates that it's, in a way, been accepted by some as informal or colloquial language.
But for those of us who love clear and correct communication, regardless is always going to be the better choice. Let me give you another example. Irregardless of his experience, he applied for the job is less preferred compared to regardless of his experience, he applied for the job.
And that wraps up this entry of the Grammar Lab. Regardless of how often you hear irregardless, remember that clear and standard communication is key.
We're here to help you tidy up those tangled sentence threads and weave them into the most articulate tapestries possible. If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
Loving the grammar tips? Then subscribe on your favorite podcast app and drop us a review to spread the word. Correct language use is a journey we can all enjoy together.
Don't forget to stay in the loop with our latest episodes or ask for transcripts by subscribing to our newsletter. You can find the link in the show notes or just shoot us an email. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, it's regardless, period.
Until next time, keep your prepositions in place and your conjunctions doing their job. Bye, everyone.
Bye, language lovers.